Hello, my name's James. I'm talking to you today on behalf of Echo Group, and we developed an app called Moodify for our group project.
Oh.
If you went upstairs, if you didn't get a chance to try out our app, you're probably wondering, what is Moodify? Moodify is a mood tracking app that does so in two ways. Explicitly, we notify the user 2 to 3 times a day, and we just say, how are you feeling? And we give them 3 options. They can be happy, neutral, or sad. Again, on the other side, we do sentiment analysis on Facebook posts. So we are using a variety of APIs. We've come up with our own metric for ranking each Facebook status from negative 100%, which is absolute depression. So far, no one's hit that. And 100%, which is ecstasy, I don't know. We've got this metric that is actually surprisingly accurate, and so far it's worked very well. And so to make this app on the Android phone, we wanted it to be lightweight and fast. Our main aim was to make something appealing to the user. And so we sourced a lot of our operations out to the back end, which is in... Oh, where's it gone? Bulgaria. So a day before one of our client meetings, I realized that we didn't actually have a working prototype, and I really didn't want to present some static dummy data and get found out, which would be slightly embarrassing. So I said to Stoyan, our database guy, I said, Stoyan, what is the quickest way that you can set us up for the database? We kind of need this urgently. And a few hours later, he came back saying, yeah, my desktop in my room in Sofia is always on, provided someone in my family doesn't turn it off. Our server should work just fine. And actually, 1,500 miles away, it has done a very good job so far. We've not experienced too much delay. So any of you that used the app, all your Facebook statuses are currently in Bulgaria, but they're safe. So don't worry. Don't worry there. So because we're doing all that stuff on the back end, we can make sure the front end is as lightweight as possible. And we have basically aimed to make it as simple and as easy as possible. And also, I think it's quite attractive. I think it looks quite nice. We received good feedback during our beta testing. So you can see from the Your Mood page that we can generate basic statistics, such as your average happiness. I mean, there's nothing too exciting about that, but it's quite nice to know. Then we get onto more interesting things, such as your happiness compared to other people. Apparently, based on all the users of our app so far, everyone's 18% happier than me on average, which is really reassuring. To the people who were happier, like, well done, you were all very happy during our demonstrations. There were a few people who, like me, started to have existential crises. Why is everyone much happier than me? What am I doing wrong? But we have interesting metrics like this. In the history page, we display all of the statuses that we've analysed. Well, the most recent 20 statuses that we've analysed. And by tapping on a status, the user can adjust the rating we've given. If someone said, just had the worst day of my life, FML, and we gave it 50% happiness, it's probably wrong. So the user can adjust that, and our machine learns. And the idea is, the more the user uses the app, the more the app learns about the user and becomes more accurate over time. We think the technology we've got is really only the beginning, and we think it's the start of something quite exciting. For the purposes of the project, we focused on Facebook. We could have brought in so many sources of data, but we really wanted to focus on having a nice app to present at the end of this. So we could have Twitter information, which is basically Facebook, but on a much more regular time frame. Spotify, if someone's listening to Chopin's Funeral March, they're probably not having a great day. Endomondo, every time someone works out, endorphins are released, they're going to feel a little bit happier. Then there's scope for international mood comparisons, so we can say in 1 week, France was happier than Germany. Financial insight, if all the traders on the stock floor suddenly become very upset at lunchtime, we might want to worry about the market. And there's also scope for empathetic overlay onto existing software, so making things really sensitive to how the user is feeling emotionally. We couldn't have done this ourselves. We'd like to thank Thomas and Yossi at Visual DNA. They were very helpful in mentoring us throughout the 6 weeks. And the following APIs were also extremely useful: Sentiment 140, UClassify, Alchemy API, and Viral Heat. Thank you very much for listening. And if you have any questions, we'd be happy to answer them at the very end of the presentations. Thank you.